This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Gia and her chefs are back to teach us how to make chocolate almond butter chia bars.
And Taj Paklav takes us on a deep dive into the reality of shark life to empower us to live without fear. Stay with us.
Good morning and happy Monday morning to you, friends. Thank you for joining us here at Wake Up With Hope.
We are so happy you're here. And you know what? It's not just any Monday.
That's right.
It's
Green Monday.
And that is a day that's aimed at promoting sustainability through green lifestyle choices. So we encourage you to take an extra step of commitment today and do your part and recycle and reuse.
That's right. That could be a win-win.
That's right.
It's a good thing to do. So, friends, how was your weekend? We really hope it was a good one. You know, let us know something special about what you did. Maybe you got to sleep in a little bit more this weekend, or maybe you got some extra time with your loved ones. Send us a message on our official Hope Channel Facebook page and let us know what you've been up to. We'd love to know. Well, let's get started this morning with what happened on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1901, Italian physicist and radio pioneer Guglielmo Marconi succeeded in sending the first radio transmission across the Atlantic Ocean, disproving detractors who told him that the curvature of the Earth would limit transmission to 200 miles or less. The message, simply the Morse code signal for the letter S, traveled more than 2,000 miles from Poldhoo in Cornwall, England, to Newfoundland, Canada.
You know, how often do we hear of people discovering something or having made some grand achievement, even though others thought it impossible or out of reach? You know, sometimes it happens so often in life, doesn't it? And we try and succeed, and sometimes it seems like there's always obstacles. Things that get in our way, or things that want to get in the way of our victories and successes. Sometimes it might even be our own selves that get in the way. We think we aren't good enough, or we're not smart enough, and dare I say, valuable enough to do something big or accomplish something phenomenal. But friends, listen, you are enough. You can accomplish something great. And today we encourage you to stay close to Christ and believe his promises for your life. As it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Friend, God has big plans for your life. Don't let anything stand in the way of all he wants to do for you and through you.
Amen. That was just a real great start to get us rolling this morning.
It's the truth.
Yep. It's holiday season, friends, and what a better time to try new and delicious recipes. Well, Gia and Olive are back with a healthy chocolate almond butter chia bar recipe that is protein rich and will keep you full throughout the day. It's packed with chia seeds, a nutrient dense superfood.
Hello.
We have some really special guests.
Do we? And who are they? The Lady Beetle. The Lady Beetle wants some chocolate almond bars that we're going to make?
Yeah. And there's somebody else.
Introduce.
Penguin. And Dashy.
And Dashy. Okay, so we've got some guests here to help us make our chocolate almond chia seed bars. You know what? At the shops, I'm sick of having to buy like protein balls and all the new things that are like the, you know, bee's knees right now, but having to pay so much money to eat them. And they're only coming in small packets, or you only get one ball for like $4 or something. So I'm going to share with you some recipes that we like to use at our house that we use for like protein bars or little bars you can give your children for school. It'll keep their energy up for the whole day because it's slow releasing. It's not full of sugar. Do you want to help me? You need to help me. So can you give me the quarter cup of almonds? Okay, thank you. Quarter cup of almonds. Roasted almonds if you can. If not, doesn't matter. They could just be raw. 1.5 teaspoons, tablespoons of chia seed. So 1.5 tablespoons of chia seed. And we use 1 cup of medjool dates. Use medjool dates. For those people that don't know the difference, medjool dates are actually the softer, really juicy, and they're really sticky. So they'll help stick the bar together. Okay, so 1 cup of those. You can have one, go on. I know I'm actually lovely. Now we're gonna put chocolate in this one. You don't have to put chocolate in it, but it really helps make it chocolatey. 1-2 tablespoons of chocolate, cacao or cocoa, or the raw cocoa that you can use. And I'm gonna use 1/4 cup of almond butter, but also 1 tablespoon extra, okay? So 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon on top of that, okay? Now let's see how we go, now that she's eaten one of the dates, if this is gonna work out, because sometimes if a date's missing, let's try. So I just had that mixing for about 1 minute, and you want it to be sticky between your fingers, and there is still going to be bits in there. So you're going to still see almond bits. I might just whiz it just a touch more because there's a few more large bits of dates that I want it to just go through to keep it sticky. See, that is just so simple. And making it at home, you know what's in it. There's no preservatives. There's none of that great stuff they put in there, like the E1, whatever, all those numbers that they use. Do you want to try one of the chocolate ones? Now, what I've done here is I've lined a loaf tin. I've lined it with baking paper, and I make the baking paper so that it's quite long on the side, so that, because I'm going to put it in the fridge for at least 1 hour, or freezer for 1/2 hour. And then when it comes out and you want to cut the bars, it's so much easier to lift out like that. So that's why I use the longer bits. So pour it in. Make sure you pour it in and make sure you start to press it. Make sure, if you want, you can actually make the bars thicker by pouring pouring in just the half section and pushing it in. So there you've, now I'm going to place this in the freezer for maybe 1/2 hour, and we'll be back to show you the finished product. Yeah? What have we got? These are chocolate almond butter chia bars, our little protein bars. And who are you? Can you tell the camera who you are?
Awesome.
And who are you? Are you Olive's brother? Yes, he's taking over because she's having too much fun in the back rooms. Okay, so let's cut these. I left this in the fridge for a couple of hours, well, not even a couple of hours. It looks so good. These chocolate almond butter chia bars are like a protein bar, but really the cheaper version, because you're baking it yourself, plus you know what's in it. And you get so much more out of it. You don't even need to cut thick slices. You could just make small bars like that for the kids' lunches, or for your lunch, or hubby's lunch. If your husband is into fitness, a lot of them love protein shakes and stuff. You can actually add protein powder to the mix when you're making it. There you go. Wow. Do you want to try one and tell me what you think? Here, go for it. Tell me what you think.
Yum.
Yum? Oh, you are so good. You know exactly what to say, don't you? If you want some more of these recipes, we've got lots of lunch ideas, dinner ideas for your family. We try to make healthy easy for you. So go to our website on thetabletv.com, or follow us on Facebook on The Table TV Show, and check out all our other recipes. We'll see you next time with Olive, and maybe even Moses, because I think he's doing well, aren't you? Yeah, say bye, everyone.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on our YouTube channel and check it out and keep up with us.
That's right. And we have to take a short break, friends. But when we return, Taj Pakla will take us on a deep dive into shark life as he shares another Reflections of Hope episode. Stay with us. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We are blessed to be with you this morning.
You know, what do you think of when you think of sharks? You know, I had the awesome experience a couple of years ago swimming with sharks right off the coast of South Africa.
Yes, you did. Probably not something I would do, but wow, what amazing pictures you got.
Oh, yes. It was such a unique experience. You know, and many of us think about, when we think about these amazing creatures, many of us think they're fascinating. from far away. Otherwise, up close, we might think of them as terrifying monsters of the deep. But what if everything you thought you knew about sharks was actually wrong? What if reality was far different from our pre-programmed perceptions? Listen to this episode of Reflections of Hope as Todd shares a powerful life lesson.
It's common knowledge. Sharks are terrifying monsters of the deep that love to hunt humans for lunch. Anytime you see a shark, you should get away as fast as possible, right? But what if everything you thought you knew about sharks was wrong? What if reality was far different from our pre-programmed perceptions? Well, this week, we're going diving with one of the most feared sharks in all of the ocean to find out firsthand what they're actually like, the traumatic and terrorizing tiger shark. Throughout history, people have always been afraid of sharks. Jaws was the movie that did it for me. I remember seeing it as a child and being terrorized. Sharks have been attacked in movies and in media as mindless monsters that want to destroy you. And this perception has caused people to attack sharks at the death rate of over 100 million per year. And growing up in the waters of Hawaii, this is what I always believed to be true. That sharks are monsters. They will eat you. And so from a child, sharks have always been my greatest fear. The reality, however, is much different. Despite millions of people swimming in waters where sharks are present, only an average of 5 people per year will die from a shark attack. Now let's put that into perspective. 200 people die each year from elephants, 150 from falling coconuts on their head, 50 from lightning strikes, 15 from falling icicles, and 12 from high school and college football. You see, friends, the reality is this. We are often terrified of things unnecessarily. Popular opinions are believed over the raw evidence, and nothing will persuade us otherwise. We blindly hang on to our fear and let it tear away at our minds without ever confronting it. And so this week, I'm facing my childhood fear to rediscover for myself what these wild animals are actually like. Despite their reputation of being mindless, man-eating monsters, tiger sharks are actually very shy, slow, and cautious creatures. While considered one of the top apex predators of the sea, tiger sharks are mostly scavengers, usually settling to eat the dead, the dying, the sickly, the weak, and the injured. They serve as the white blood cells of the sea, keeping the ocean clean, healthy, and balanced. Now, I'm not a marine biologist or a shark expert by any means, but I've had the privilege of shark diving with some of the best marine biologists and shark conservationists in the world. And I've learned that sharks are grossly misunderstood. While we're to have a healthy respect for these apex predators, we don't have to have a blind fear towards them. The professionals have opened my eyes to see sharks for what they really are. They taught me how to read their body language, when it's safe to enter into the waters with them, and how to swim and interact with these silent hunters of the deep. Shark diving should never be done without professional supervision. And having my own personal encounter with the tigers, the bulls, hammerheads, and even the great whites in this context has been one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And from being my greatest fear, sharks have now become my greatest fascination. Understanding their true nature and just how important they are to the ocean compels me to do whatever I can to protect them and educate others about them. You see, in life, we're often fearful of things that we don't understand. People tell us that we should fear something, and so we do. Now, please don't misunderstand. Not all fear is bad, but fear that is misdirected can lead to devastating consequences. And this blind fear is unhealthy. And wouldn't it be good if we could be free from all the unhealthy fears that hold us back in life? You know, of all the fears today, perhaps the biggest fear for most is the fear and the resulting avoidance of God. Many have been told since childhood that God is fierce, frightening, or fictitious. In fact, society tells us that to believe in God is opposed to being intellectual. Just like sharks, the idea of God is being attacked. God's character is attacked as being brutal, unfeeling, uncaring, and unreal. But what if, just like the sharks, God was being mislabeled? Today, people kill over 100 million beautiful sharks each year due to fear and misunderstanding, thereby destroying this beautiful world. But what if our fear and misunderstanding of God was causing us to make similar decisions that are disastrous, not only for our lives, but also in the lives of those around us? Sharks are incredible creatures. They are truly magnificent guardians of the deep. But God is even more incredible. And correctly understood, we will see that there is no one better and there is none like Him. And just like accurate information and firsthand experience dispels the many myths about sharks, it is these same things that dispel the myriad of myths about God. And so, I invite you to come to God's Word, the Bible, to see God for who He really is. Not what others have said about Him, but rather what He has said and revealed about Himself. Go ahead and take the plunge. Go deeper, beneath the surface of mere theorizing and speculation. Prove the promises of the Lord. Experience Him firsthand for yourself. And I promise you, if you come with an open mind and a searching heart, honestly desiring to know the truth, you will find it. And you will discover that nothing on this green earth or in the deep blue sea can compare with knowing the truth of the wise, the beautiful, Almighty.
Well, it's time for us to take a short break as we get ready for the motivating devotional thought this morning. When we return, Voice of Prophecy's Gene Boonstra will be here to share with us. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We hope your day is starting off on the right foot as you soak in the love found in Jesus.
This morning, Gene Boonstra is sharing an inspirational devotional thought.
You know, there are stories from Scripture that are hard to miss. Stories that Christians cherish and that people outside of Christianity are familiar with too. The big stories like Noah and the Ark, the parting of the Red Sea, and Jesus walking on water. And what about the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel? Elijah stood up against Ahab, Jezebel, and the prophets of Baal. And God sent down fire from heaven in answer to Elijah's prayer. It's a dramatic, unforgettable story. And yet, what made this monumental event possible? Who was involved, and what happened before this fiery display on Mount Carmel? Well, Ahab was king of Israel, and he was, sadly, far from God. Together, he and his wife Jezebel worshipped Baal, a false god, and they promoted idolatry throughout Israel. It was a dark time for God's people. God's prophets had been hunted down and killed by Jezebel. Well, Elijah escaped that massacre, but Ahab hunted for him. God sent Elijah away for his own safety. And now God asked him to leave that safety of Zarephath and to meet with Ahab. Ahab, the powerful king of Israel, who wanted him dead. God needed Elijah on Mount Carmel, but in order for Ahab and Elijah to meet, God used another of his faithful servants, Obadiah. Now, Obadiah was in charge of Ahab's household, and yet he was faithful to the one true God. He served the king, but he served God first and foremost. And when Obadiah heard Queen Jezebel's orders to kill all the prophets of God, he intervened. Quietly, secretly, Obadiah saved 100 of the prophets of God. He hid them away in groups of 50, protecting and preserving them from Ahab and Jezebel. Now, at this time, there was famine in the land, but still, Obadiah took care of the prophets of God. Obadiah gave them food and water, and he would have been killed if he had been discovered in the act. Well, faithful Obadiah quietly, under the radar, did what he could to help God's people. His secret seemed safe until one afternoon. Ahab and Obadiah set out in search of fresh grass to feed the king's livestock. Ahab went one direction, and Obadiah set out in another. And then, almost out of nowhere, Elijah appeared. Elijah, the most wanted man in all of Israel, stood before Obadiah. Let's read the account of their encounter in 1 Kings chapter 18. Now as Obadiah was on his way, suddenly Elijah met him, and he recognized him and fell on his face and said, "Is that you, my lord Elijah?" And he answered him, "It is I. Go tell your master, Elijah is here." So he said, "How have I sinned that you are delivering your servant into the hand of Ahab to kill me? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to hunt for you." And when they said, "He is not here," he took an oath from the kingdom or nation that they could not find you. And now you say, "Go tell your master, Elijah is here?" And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you to a place I do not know. So when I go and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Was it not reported to my Lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, "Go tell your master, Elijah is here. He will kill me." Poor Obadiah. Can you picture the scene? There he is on the king's errand, searching the land, when Elijah confronts him with this demand. The thoughts that must have raced through Obadiah's mind. Why had Elijah appeared to him? Now he would surely be found out. The king would certainly find out now about the 100 prophets he had saved from Jezebel. And what would happen to them now? And Elijah couldn't possibly want to meet with Ahab. Would God really allow that? Certainly Ahab would kill him, and that couldn't be part of God's plan. No, Obadiah imagined. As soon as he told Ahab about Elijah, God would whisk him away to safety. He'd done it before. And so Obadiah protested all of this to Elijah. Elijah listened. You know, Obadiah wasn't wrong. Everything he said could have happened. And yet Elijah trusted God. God told him to meet with Ahab. And so he persisted. And the account continues. Then Elijah said, "As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely present myself to him today." And so the two men stood at a crossroads. Obadiah knew where Ahab was. Would he take the prophet to the king? Would he risk his own life and take the difficult path? Or would he ignore the word of Elijah and choose the path that was more comfortable, to protect the lives of the 100 other prophets that were hidden away? He could hardly be blamed for choosing that option. Now, we don't know how long the two men stood face to face, the weight of Elijah's request suspended between them. But eventually, Obadiah made a decision. And 1 Kings tells us this. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And what happened next was the showdown at Mount Carmel, a dramatic display by the one true God, showing the futility of idol worship. All of that happened because faithful Obadiah chose to risk his own life by telling Ahab that the most wanted man in Israel wanted to meet with him. Now, we're not each called to be Elijahs. Most of us will never be part of such a public and monumental display of the power of the one true God. And yet we are all called to be Obadiahs. At some moment in time, we will all be face to face with a choice between two paths. God's path, difficult as it might be, or a more comfortable one. And so choose to be an Obadiah, and God will carry you through. Well, I'm thankful to start this week with you, our Hope Channel family, once again. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, Obadiah followed you at great risk to himself. He chose the difficult path when all of his instincts must have screamed out for him to save himself. Father, choosing your way, your path, can feel overwhelming. Please help us this week to hear your voice and to faithfully follow you. Amen. Faithful Obadiah. You know, behind the great and triumphant stories of Scripture are the lesser-known stories of quiet, faithful men and women of God. God's work depended then and still depends today on the faithful. Will you be an Obadiah? Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thanks again for starting your Monday morning with us. And whatever this new week has in store for you, you can have hope right in the midst of it. Invite God to go with you every step of the way. Thank you for joining me for a few minutes in God's Word, words full of hope.
Thank you so much, Gene, for those inspiring words.
What a spiritual blessing that was. And friends, thank you so much for being with us here today and watching Wake Up With Hope.
And please join us tomorrow morning as Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and a special feature. And if you enjoyed today's messages and would like to learn more about the Bible, please visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
And we are truly confident that our free Bible study guides will be a blessing for you, make an impression in your heart. So again, that's hope.study. And before we go, we have a Bible promise we want to share with our friends. Today's Bible promise is found in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8.
It says, "He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth."
Can you imagine a world without death?
I can't wait.
No tears? It sounds surreal, almost unimaginable. But my friends, it is true. It will happen. God has promised and he will do it. All we have to do is stay close to him and be a part of his amazing gift.
Amen. What a beautiful promise, friends, especially to begin today. We hope you enjoyed your time with us this morning and we wish you a happy Monday.
Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, what a wonderful way to begin this week. Lord, we are confident that as we put our trust in you, that all things will work out together for good. Yes, we might face some trials and some very difficult situations, but Lord, let us remember that you have promised to be by our side. You have promised to give us everything we need to make it through each day. Thank you for answering our prayers, and above all, thank you for filling our hearts today with hope. In Jesus' name, amen.